From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our program. We will be continuing with our study of Mark's Gospel. We're at chapter 10. The verses 13 to 16 have been the verses that we have been studying recently. Let's read those verses just now before we make any further announcements. Mark chapter 10 and the verses 13 to 16. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And God will bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. I want to speak to parents today, and that about their duty toward their children, as it is presented to us here in these verses. Let me remind you that the latest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly magazine is still available, and it's free. Please send for your copy. It centers upon the events in the 16th century, which are called the Reformation, and there's wonderful background articles there that will help you understand what happened in Germany so long ago. Tonight at 9 o'clock we're going to be continuing our series of messages on the central doctrine of the Christian faith, and we'll be playing our final extract from the sermon by Dr. John Douglas, Why We Defend the Authorized Version of the Holy Scriptures. I have been giving away free copies of this sermon on cassette tape. I hope that those who have sent for these free copies have found them enjoyable. I'm sure they have. We're turning to a little music now. And here's a beautiful hymn by Abigail Miller. I am his, and he is mine.
Oh, that's right.
was Abigail Miller singing I Am His and He Is Mine. I want you to please turn with me now through the verses we read together earlier in Mark's Gospel and the chapter 10. It features that little story, that very well-known story of the parents who brought their little ones to the Lord Jesus and the disciples mistakenly thinking the Savior would not be interested in seeing the little ones brought to him, tried to block their approach to the Savior. But they received a rebuke from him for this. He welcomed the children. He took them up in his arms. He blessed them. I want to speak particularly to parents today. And I want parents to learn that the parent who will bring their child to the Lord Jesus must first of all value his blessing. If you do not place any value on the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ, then whether or not your child is blessed by him will be of little interest to you. I have no doubt that these parents valued the blessing of the Lord Jesus. They desired that he should touch them. Doubtless they had heard of Christ and of his deeds. They would have heard of his wise words. They would have heard of his mighty miracles. They would have heard of his wonderful healings. They would have heard of the joyful transformations that followed in the lives touched by him. And these reports, they believed. They believed in the touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. They believed that their children would benefit from such a touch from the Savior. Now remember, the land would have been filled with the stories of what Jesus had done. Let me turn you back in the New Testament to Matthew chapter 8. Beginning at the verse 2, we read about one of the instances in which Christ, by a touch, wrought so much good. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, look further down that 8th chapter of Matthew. We're at verse 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Turn over to the next chapter, the chapter 9. Two blind men follow him, we read in verse 27. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in that country. There you are. This is what the conversations amongst the people would have been. The wonderful power of the Savior's touch. And here were parents who desired that touch upon the lives of their children. Let me ask you, mother. Let me ask you, father, as well. Do you value the touch of Christ? Do you believe the reports of the power that is found in the Savior's touch to change, to bless, to transform the life? If you believe God's word and the reports in it, then you will wish your child to receive a touch from Christ as well. The word touch means to cling to. It's not just a fleeting encounter, but what they were looking for was a coming into contact with Christ by their children that would last. Let me say something else. The parent who would bring their child to the Lord Jesus Christ must do so personally. They brought young children to him that he should touch them. They didn't send them with a carer. They didn't send them with a babysitter. They personally took their children to see the Savior. I say this to parents. The well-being of your child the spiritual well-being of your child in particular is not the responsibility of the state. It's not the responsibility of the community. It's your responsibility. Let me read what God has to say to fathers in Ephesians and the chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, the verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's the duty of a father, to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. They're to bring them up according to the teachings of God's precious word. One last thing, very quickly. The parent who would bring their child to Christ must do so directly. What do I mean by that? They came to Christ. They didn't come to Peter. They didn't come to Andrew. They didn't come to John or Matthew. They came to Christ. And it is to Christ you must go with your child. Get down on your knees and pray for your children. Like Job, in Job chapter 1, the verse 5, we read of him praying for his children. You can bring your child to Christ through teaching them the Word of God. Introduce your child to the Word of God and the Christ who is therein revealed. You can bring your child to Christ by bringing them to God's house where the Word of the Lord is taught, sitting with them, showing by your example that he is to be worshipped. Is this not something sadly lacking throughout society today? I must end my study this morning at that point. God bless you. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.